reading one of your interviews, and a line kind of stood out to me, and maybe this sums up what you're thinking of. You were talking about how it's less about writing character that I know. Like, when you write what you know, your response was, it's less about writing character that I know. It's more about spaces that I know, which isn't something that I think a lot of filmmakers would think of. But when I saw Frames and when I saw Sabbatical, you see exactly what you're talking about. These long takes on certain shots. There's something just emotional about seeing the area that you're in. I'm curious, what made you kind of decide to shoot the way you do? Because Frames for like a first kind of big feature, it's a very thoughtful first start. It's kind of very intelligent film that I didn't expect to be someone's first.
Yeah, I wrote Frames when I was 21 and shot it when I was 22. So it was a very young film for me. So there's like a couple ways of thinking about influences. One is that an influence serves as a model for like a new way of thinking or working. But the way that influences work for me usually is that an influence is something that gives me permission to do what I felt. And so sort of like when I talk about making films that are more about like the emotional value of spaces or the emotional qualities of time. These are things that I have been attracted to in movies since I started getting obsessed with David Lynch when I was like early in high school. And for a long time, until I started seeing films by certain filmmakers like Bresson and Tarkovsky and all Antonioni and these other guys who were really important for me, like, I wanted to make this kind of film, but I didn't know that you were allowed to in a certain way. And once I started seeing that other people could do this, I was like, oh, well, that's, like, how it comes out of me. Like, that's just how it comes out of me, how the images happen in my head. And so once I had permission to just let myself do what I naturally do creatively, that's just what I did. And so a lot of the kind of decisions that go into making my film on a certain level are sort of very intuitive, but intuitive because there's so much like nonverbal stuff that gets like piled up in making the decisions that I can make the decisions faster than I could explain why I made the